Hey, Leets. Welcome back to today's podcast episode. I am doing a special episode today, and I really want to answer a post that I saw in a Facebook group. I won't share the person who posted it, and I also won't share the group, but I know that what this person asked is something that a lot of people go through, and it's also something that I go through myself, or I went through, and sometimes I have to catch myself and use it as fuel to keep going. So today, I hope that you get a lot of peace and clarity after I share with you what I'm about to share with you. And if you want to talk about it further, absolutely DM me on Instagram at Elite Estheticians so that we can have a little chit chat and help you to break through. So she started off with, my business isn't doing well because I'm not ready to promote myself on my personal page because I'm so anxious and scared of what people will think, which I know is dumb. I'm the only black sheep of my family. I didn't go to college, and most of my family invalidates my career. It's made me feel embarrassed, and most people don't know I'm an esthetician because of this exact reason. I feel like a lot of us get a bad rep for being dumb because we didn't go to college, and I know that's not true, but it's so hard to put myself out there and promote myself because it gives me so much anxiety. I don't always feel like this, but recently I've been feeling so stuck and vulnerable. Any advice or help? Did anyone not post their business on their personal page? Now, this post has so many key points to it. It has so many just moving parts to it. And when I say that, it's because this post got so many comments from different estheticians sharing their story and saying, you know, oh, you know, your family's not going to be saying anything when you reach your six and seven figures, or, you know, let me tell you, I hope you're inspired. You know, I just hit this much in my business and I'm just telling you to keep going. Or, you know, people are going to say what they say, just keep going. Or don't worry about what people think. And that's a common idea of what the different comments were saying. But I want to give an alternative viewpoint from someone who has been diagnosed as having depression and anxiety, and someone who also is able to create a life where now I know how my life needs to run in order to properly live with this imbalance. Okay, so first, before we even get into that, I am not a doctor, okay? I'm just simply sharing my experience in hopes that it's going to help someone else. But I'm also sharing from a perception of the things I've learned through battling depression many times, and what I found has kept the depression and the anxiety at bay. And what I found is that your environment is key. Not just your outer environment, but the people around you are also environments. So you can move to your own place, right? And you got your own apartment or own house and you're in there. But if you have people who are not supportive and you bring them into your environment, you're now placing yourself around bad environments, basically, like bad frequencies and lower frequencies that are bringing you down. And so the first thing that stuck out to me was that she used because a lot. So she would say a statement such as, my business isn't doing well. And then she would say, because I'm not ready to promote myself. And then she said, because I'm so anxious and scared. So right then and there, you're not really stuck, right? You just have clarity in terms of what the problem is, but you refuse to make a decision because in the back of your mind, you have these different things that you're adding up, and you're making them make you feel less than. And I will tell you that I used to say I was the black sheep of my family all the time. I felt like I was always the outsider. I felt like I was always alone. I felt like no one in my family could understand me. And after seeing my mom go through depression and PTSD, I always felt like, yes, I'm the outcast, but I'm also the only dependable one. And that used to put this weight on me to where I felt like I had to do everything for everyone. And the anxiety really came because I felt like if I don't hold these pieces, what is my family going to think? Are they going to think I'm no longer strong? Are they going to talk about me like they talk about other family members? Are they going to just make me feel less than, right? And we all want to be accepted. That's a part of life. We all want to be accepted into a group. But when you are basically growing up, my particular situation, you know, I had a mom who was very depressed while she was pregnant with me, working a lot, not really cultivating the things that she needed in order to create a proper place for me as a baby in the womb. And then after I was born, I went off to live with my grandparents for the first 6 years of my life. And really, you know, while those first 6 weeks to 6 months, they say, you know, skin to skin and spending time with your parent, I didn't get those things. And I truly believe that it helped with a lot of independence that I have. But I do think that it also alluded to the reason why I also felt like a black sheep as well, because I felt like I have this story of my life that other cousins don't have to have or other people don't have to have. And yes, it made me feel embarrassed as well. But because I placed that weight on myself and I kept carrying it around, once again, those thoughts kept eluding me because I was holding on to weight that wasn't really mine. And a lot of times with anxiety, when you're by yourself and you're handling things for yourself, you feel good about them. But when you're doing things that might be out of your control, or when you finally help someone, or when you, you know, take a task and you give it to the other person, it makes you feel anxious because you don't have that trust level built with another person, because your first examples of trust were more than likely broken. Okay. And so that's where a lot of people are talking about the inner child and healing those things so that you can get to your next level. What I will say is that when someone shares that they feel dumb or they feel inadequate or they feel vulnerable, the last thing you want to do is take that conversation and shift it onto someone else. You never want to take that conversation and say, well, you should be fine. I made this much money. Let me inspire you. Or, well, you know, look at this person. Look at what they were able to do. You can do it too. Because, yes, to some it may sound like, well, I'm just trying to give you inspiration so that you can see it's possible. But when you're in an anxious state, a lot of times that can put on more anxiety, and it actually can be perceived as shame, to where you feel even more inadequate, because not only are you thinking, well, can I do this? But then you're also thinking, wow, now they're showing me someone else who's done it. And that's an additional pressure that's on me, to where now it's like, if I don't do it, then who am I? Right. And present day, I had a situation very recently where I really felt just a little inadequate, because I felt like, okay, why do I have to close all my spas, right? Why do I have to pivot? And it seems like other people are expanding and growing and, you know, they're celebrating all these wins online. And it just seems like I just can't catch a break. It's all these things that are happening. And I wasn't realizing that being in that state of mind causes more things to be visible to happen, to where you don't focus on the good that's happening. So if you're constantly seeing people online and they're sharing all their wins, like, you know, they could be looking for validation, or, you know, they're sharing their highlight reel and you're just like, every time I see this person, it seems like they're winning. When is it my turn? Well, once I took my focus off of social media and I took my focus off of looking at other people's wins, I really got to a place where I said, you know what? You are looking at their wins and making it make you feel inadequate, when at the end of the day, if you just focus on what you have to do and you realize what things make you feel inadequate, then now you're able to actually solve it versus constantly being in a loop of feeling inadequate. And if you're a person that has never dealt with depression or anxiety, you might not resonate with what I'm saying to you, okay? And I don't mean a person that's just sad and they're saying, oh, you know, I feel depressed. Because a lot of times in this industry, more than likely, if you are a person who deals with depression and anxiety at the same time, then you more than likely, this is not your first time as an adult. Your first time happened younger. Like something happened where you started having those feelings. And then as an adult, now it's happening again and you're trying to figure out how to regulate and get to the next level. Again, I am not a doctor, but this is just from my own personal experience. So for the people who have depression and anxiety, one thing that I found that has helped me to really regulate myself and not let social media overtake me is where I've learned to give myself a time limit when I'm on social media. Okay, I give myself a time limit. If I catch myself aimlessly scrolling, I immediately get off the app. I also take social media breaks a lot because when you're looking at different people, if you're looking at them and you're celebrating them, after a while, you could be like saying congratulations or like, look at the pretty baby or look at your business or look at your new car. And it's like, as you're putting that energy out, telling people, yay, you did this, yay, you did that, then subconsciously you also could be like, wow, you know, why haven't you done that? Or wow, why haven't you gotten a new car, right? Even if you got a new car like last year, it doesn't matter. It's just that when you're scrolling and you're on social media, you're literally tapping in to all these different people's channels and you're trying to process to where literally it could be a sad post and it makes you extremely sad where you start crying. And then the next post makes you laugh. And then the next post makes you mad. And if you're a person that's already trying to regulate the depressed feelings and the anxious feelings, and then on top of that, you're processing other people's emotions, then it can be too much on you. And when I realized that having the feelings of depression and anxiety, because I don't claim myself as a depressed person. I don't claim myself as an anxious person. I just believe that I had times and situations where the response to those situations was depressed or anxious, right? So that's how I look at it. I look at it as a emotion versus me claiming it as me being that person. And so when you look at situations where, you know, something has made you feel depressed or something has made you feel inadequate, that in turn prompts you to feel anxious because not only are you processing those feelings and feeling down, but now you're feeling this weight as if you have to do more and work harder in order to get to the next level. And oftentimes it's that sign where you have to step back, log off of social media, okay, and really figure out, what does life look like for you? What does it look like for you? It's easy on social media to say, mind your business, or if you can't clap for someone else, then something's wrong with you. It's easy to say those different statements, but if you're a person that is already processing feelings of inadequacy and you have them just stacked up, like you can count them all off, like in her post example, she's not ready to promote herself. She's anxious. She's scared of what people are going to think. She's stating she's a black sheep. She's stating she didn't go to college. Her family doesn't support her. She feels embarrassed, right? She feels like because she didn't go to college that it's a bad rep and that it's very hard to put herself out there. But when you start changing those things and you stop placing those things as check marks and you start really turning them around and saying, I'm no longer going to be embarrassed. Any person that makes me embarrassed, I'm going to stay away from them. Or I am not the black sheep of the family. I am the person that is starting a new generational tradition for my family. And I know that my family is going to come along too. Or if you say, no, I didn't go to college, but I did go get education from aesthetics and I'm advancing my education and I am growing a business that's going to help other people. When you start changing that mindset and changing that mental attitude, then you're able to really approach it differently, right? And that inner voice, especially if your family doesn't really validate you, that inner voice was years and years of conditioning. And so for you, you have to change that conditioning. And a lot of times that means you have to separate yourself. It's extremely hard because I had to separate myself from my family to where I didn't answer their calls or I would limit the amount of time I spent on the phone. I moved far away and I placed myself where I wanted to be. So at 19 years old, I literally made a decision to join the military and move far away because I was like, you know what? I need to be around people who are doing something different. I just need to do something different. And what that taught me was that one, I am strong because I made a decision for myself. But two, once I got away from that and I started getting around people who were speaking life and saying, oh my gosh, you're so strong. Oh my gosh, you are, you know, look at you. You moved across country. You put yourself out into the world. Like, how strong are you, right? Like, when people started seeing that things were different, they started telling me a different story. They started telling me that I was amazing, started telling me, oh my gosh, you do things so well. And that's placing yourself around other people. If you're constantly around your family and you are realizing that they just don't get it, you're making a decision at one point to place yourself around them. But on the other hand, you're also making a decision that you're willing to endure the pain of people who know you but refuse to see you instead of going to other people who don't know you but are ready to learn who you are. And I hope I didn't confuse you, but listen, sometimes your family can't see you because they're too familiar with you. And when you get around people who are unfamiliar with you, they will give you more respect, more support, more energy because they are interested in learning more about you. When you're making a decision to do something new to your family, they know you from however long ago. So many times you have to disassociate yourself, go into your own bubble, and go find your tribe that can support you as you grow and build yourself. And then when you build yourself and you get to a point, I mean, you don't know what the point will be. The point could be, you know, making your first five figures in your business. The point could be actually having your grand opening. The point could be making $1 million, whatever. When you get to a certain point in your business, your family is going to come around. Because right now, they're speaking from where you are. But when you actually say, you know what, no matter what, I'm going to go and do what I need to do. Now you can add to that list of all the things that you felt inadequate about. Now you can add to the bottom of that list, but she still did it. But she still did it. And when you add all that up, that is the success tax that you have to pay to get to your next level. Every person has a story. And your story, you're living your story now. But if you continue to live in your comfort zone, which your comfort zone is obviously chaos at this point, but if you continue to live in that, your story will continue to play the same page. When you decide to turn a new page and say, you know what, I want different and I'm willing to do what's necessary because I see the vision and I understand other people did not, then you are extremely powerful. And that's the point where you've taken the decision to actually put your name on your story. There's a lot of people in the grave that have stories that were untold that don't have any titles on them because they refuse to share them and they refuse to go for their dreams. But when you decide that you're going to walk the path alone, now you can take your name and put it on top of the book. And of course, there's going to be people along the way that are going to help you. And that's where you have that acknowledgement section in your book where you say thank you to all the people that were there along the way. But at this point, this is the fork in the road where you have to decide if you're going to take the road that you've always traveled and continue to feel that urge that's telling you to do something different, or are you going to choose the road that was only meant to be traveled by you? When you make that decision, you will also subconsciously and parallelly, is that a word? At the same time, you're going to learn subconsciously and you're going to learn in real time how to self-treat your depression and anxiety. I've learned that I have to work in seasons. Maybe I do a little more work in the wintertime, do a little more relaxing in the summertime. But I've also learned that my schedule has to be capped differently as well. I can't work 12-hour days because that builds a weight on me of stress that I don't need to carry. So I hope that you choose, if the young lady is listening to this, I hope that you really sit down and figure out what things do you want to have. And then on the other side of the paper, write down all the things that you feel inadequate about. Cut the paper in half. The things you feel inadequate about, set it on fire. Let those things go and process that as I paid too much in emotions and inadequacy to let this vision, which is the other paper, not happen. You can do anything that you want in life. But unfortunately, sometimes we're born into families that limit themselves. And so subconsciously, they limit us. And I had to be willing to disassociate myself and accept being the black sheep of the family and decide to forge my own path in order to help them and save them now. So I hope this really helped you today. And if you ever feel depressed or anxious, like, listen, you can send me a message on Instagram at Elite Estheticians. But listen, I promise you, on the other side of this storm, there's a beautiful big rainbow with a beautiful big story that's waiting to be told.